I believe that the anointing that is on me, that God is imparting that anointing to others. Because guess what? This is the direction in which He's moving us. Amen? For the body to grow, for the community to be further delivered, for God to manifest Himself, God needs people who will proclaim the gospel. And it's only the gospel that can do it. Only the gospel that can change lives. Amen? So we need to be there. So, praise God. So this morning, I am going to be starting a series which will be preparing us to be evangelists. And at the same time, deepening our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, next week I'm going to have a guest speaker. So there will be a break. But today, I'm gonna speak to you. And the topic is, what is heaven? What is hell? Amen? What is heaven? And what is hell? Because, first of all, we need to know it for ourselves. And we need to explain it to others. Amen? And it will win people for Jesus. So, when you leave here today, now if you want a copy of the message or outline, I can you can talk to Pastor Metz and we can email you or WhatsApp you or whatever. Alright? But you take your notes too. And but what is heaven and what is hell? Praise God. Now, in the Bible, heaven is described as three different spheres of existence. Three different spheres of existence. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that your words are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. We thank you that, Lord, your word has everything that we need in this life and in the life to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, I cast down every imagination and every high thing that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. And I bring each and every such thought into the captivity of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, guide us. Lord, give us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I just want to say how happy I am to see the three musketeers here today. Praise the Lord. Amen. We will go back way, way back. Way, way back. Amen. From when we were over the school there. Amen. And good to see you all. You're looking fresh and young and praise God. Amen. Amen. Wonderful to see you. Amen. So, we're talking about what is heaven and what is hell. So, as I mentioned before, in the Bible, heaven is described as three different spheres of existence. First one is, it refers to the atmosphere surrounding the earth. Right? In the Bible context. It refers to the atmosphere surrounding the earth. So, when you look up, you're looking into the heavens. You're looking into the atmosphere. Looking into the heavens, right? Another sphere is outer space, where the other planets are. Now, if you can get a telescope, it's a telescope, and you look through it, you can see planets, you know, millions of planets radiating out from the earth. That is another sphere of heaven. Amen? And then, if you notice, the distance, for each sphere, the distance is increasing. Amen? And then, the third sphere is, it is the dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. Amen? So beyond all those planets, way beyond what the telescope can pick up, because no scientist has ever picked up a telescope and physically observed the throne of God. We have visions that show us, but no physical device can see the throne of God. Amen? It says, the dwelling place of God and those beings who live with Him. So God is in heaven, where His throne is, and there are beings that dwell with God, and they are worshiping God. Hallelujah. And as we showed recently, Enoch is there and Elijah is there. Amen? Because Elijah was taken up in a flaming chariot, and Enoch, he pleased God so much, the Bible says that he was no more. And Hebrews tells us that he was taken up into heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, other terms used to describe heaven in the Bible are as follows. The kingdom of God. And I want you to help me with the word of God here now, Pastor Mitz. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 5. Now, it's very important that when you're studying the Bible, you look at each verse in the context in which the verse is presented. Amen? What I mean by that, you look at the verses before and the verses after. Amen? And what the actual verse says. Praise God. So Ephesians 5 and verse 5. While we're waiting on that, my version is the New Living Translation. It says, you can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater worshipping the things of this world. Amen? So, it speaks about an inheritance. An inheritance. Gaining possession of something that is not yet available to you. Amen? And in this context, it's speaking about the heaven where God lives, where God dwells. That's the inheritance. Part of the inheritance that we have as children of God. Then, another reference to heaven is the Father's house. The Father's house. John 14 and verse 2. Father's house, that's heaven. Remember, Jesus said to his disciples, I am going to prepare a place for you. Amen? And after his resurrection, as they watched him, the Bible says that he was taken up into heaven. He was going back to his Father's house in heaven. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Isn't that nice? There are so many of us who cannot afford to buy a house or build a house or buy a lot of land. But Jesus, in his love and in his faithfulness, he said, hey, I am going to prepare a place for you. I mean, that's a beautiful promise. Amen? It's worth working for. It's worth sacrificing everything that we have to serve God. Hallelujah. Amen? So, the next one is, the Bible speaks of a heavenly country. Praise God. Yesterday I saw a man and him say, boy, I go in country. So I'm going to country, I'm leave a country now. Amen? Well, all of us will live a country one day who serve Jesus. And what is the name of that parish? It's a heavenly country. Amen? A heavenly country. Praise God. Remember this, you know, the Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away. Praise God. The Bible actually says that the islands, all the islands of the sea will be destroyed, And I'm thinking about that very seriously. Should I hang around here? But it's not just the islands. The United States will be destroyed. England will be destroyed. Europe will be destroyed. Russia will be destroyed. Japan will be destroyed. China, Korea, name it. They will all be destroyed. Amen? But the word of God will never be destroyed. That's why you need to study the word and keep it in your heart. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. So it says, if this were not so, would I have told... No, that is the previous one. Praise God. Amen. Hebrews 11:16. Sorry. Forgot I didn't give you. Hebrews 11:16. It's very interesting when you read the scriptures and you look into the mindset of the believers then. Amen? What they were thinking. What their minds were taken up with in terms of what they were looking forward to and what they were thinking about. You know, you have so many Christians nowadays, all they think about is the rent money. All they think about is the school fee. All they think about is the grocery money. But these guys, they were just thinking about what God had for them. Amen? Praise God. So it says, but they were looking for a better place. Who here can do it a better place? To be honest with you, earth is not so nice. You have terrorists, you have murderer, you have rapists, you have all kind of things going on. So we need to be looking for a better place. And there is a better place. Hallelujah. Amen. So it says, but they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he has prepared a city for them. Amen. He has prepared what? A city. Not just a home. The home will be located in a city. You know, sometimes when we think of heaven, we just think of this house in the middle of heaven and everybody pack up in the one house. But it's not going to be like that. He's going to have a city. Amen. And houses make up cities. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So it's going to be a wonderful time, man. Songwriter says, I'm going to have a grand time up in heaven. Amen. It's going to be a wonderful time. For he has prepared a city for them. Praise God. Amen. And then, thank God for Labor Day. But you know how, listen to this one. It says, a place of rest from labor. That's what heaven is called too. A place of rest from labor. So when Labor Day come around, remember that heaven is called a place of rest from labor. But don't bother tell your boss, you're going to stop work and you still want him to pay you. You know? God, it's not heaven this. Amen? Praise God. Alright, so let's turn to Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. It said, I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this down. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Make sure when you die in the Lord. Make sure. Amen. What it says, blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they are blessed indeed. Praise God. That's why the service yesterday was so blessed. One of the worst things that a minister, one of the worst responsibilities that a minister can have is to officiate over the funeral service of someone who has gone to hell. Unless you're prepared to tell all the lie. Lord in the good. And that means I would have joined him. Amen. Blessed are they that die in the Lord. Make sure you die in the Lord. Amen. And remember, no man knows the time. Only God. God's diary has a date for every one of us. And we don't know what that date is and what that time is. Amen. Praise God. A brother yesterday, he had 10 months to change his life for Jesus. I heard about a man who was downtown using some saw to cut metal, and he was cutting a grill with the saw, and the blade flew off and chopped off his neck. He had no time to repent. He couldn't even say, "Oh, gone." Amen. Repent while you can. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he says, "Yes," says the Spirit, "they are blessed indeed." Why? "For they will rest from their hard work, for their good deeds follow them." Are you performing good deeds? You know, some people, if they continue like how they are going, when they die, they're going to have a bugger I follow them. A bugger. In other words, rubbish. Let your good deeds follow you. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. But if never just jump up and down and do two Holy Ghost hop and things like that. The Bible says he went about doing good. When you are filled with the love of God, you go about doing good. You want to bless people. You want to help people. You want to tell people about Jesus. Their good deeds follow them. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I am not boasting. It's by God's grace. And I would be dishonest if I never said that there were times when I felt like running. But for 25 years, we've been in this community. And sometimes we have been discouraged. But every time that discouragement would come, the Lord would say, "Keep doing good. Keep doing good. Remember that the good that you are doing it as unto the Lord. I'm pleasing God." Amen. And some of us, you know, we begin to do good deeds and we are discouraged and we stop. But when you are doing it unto the Lord, you know you are focused. You know whom you are pleasing. You are doing it because God wants you to do it. Their good deeds follow them. Now, let me tell you, there are two types of good deeds. You have good deeds that you think up, and you have good deeds that God wants you to do. And I want to recommend the second one. Do what God wants you to do. There's a lot of good in them. The other day, a drug addict came to my house, walked through the gate, somebody that I know, and came up right up to my veranda, and he said, asked me if I'm going to play ball. I'm going to kick ball later. Now, can you imagine that now? You know, with all due respect, I'm young, but, you know, at my age and stage, this young guy come and ask me, "I'm going to kick ball later." So, I said, "No. But if I go in, I'll call you." Praise God. So, but what he was doing, you know, was kind of trying to butter me up, and then him say, "You have a money can give me?" I said, "No, I don't have no money to give you." "I have money, you know, but I don't have no money to give him." Amen. So I could have given this drug addict some money and said, that's a good deed. That's not a good deed. I'd be sponsoring his continued degradation and destruction. Amen. So it's very important to do what God wants you to do. Amen. It says here, and I heard a voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice. God is still speaking. And every sheep, if you are a sheep of God, you must hear God's voice. You must be led by God's Spirit. And the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. And that includes daughters. Amen. So be led by the Spirit of God. You can't take your, sometimes you take your pearl and you give it, throw it among swines. Don't throw your pearls among swines. And don't bother going to tell somebody, say, Pastor, someone mustn't give you nothing because you're a swine. I never tell you that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So yes, says the Spirit, they are blessed indeed, for they will rest from their hard work, for their good deeds follow them. Praise God. Amen. So, and then finally, in terms of heaven, it's called paradise. Paradise. You know what is paradise? Paradise is a place of future happiness. And that's heaven. A place of future happiness. That's what paradise means. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4, it says, you need to get a 2017 software, you know, version. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's still not there? Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 4. Amen. Next time I'll give you a copy of the text. Alright. It says, that I was caught up to paradise and heard things so astounding that they cannot be expressed in words. Things no human is allowed to tell. So God revealed some things which he couldn't reveal to others. Amen? But that was in paradise, which was in heaven. Amen? Praise God. Okay, so we have seen here that, just to recapture, we have three spheres that are called heaven. The atmosphere around the earth, beyond the earth you have outer space where there are other planets, and the third sphere is the dwelling place of God and those things, those beings who live with him. And then we saw that there were five other terms that refer to heaven in the Bible. One is the kingdom of God, two is the Father's house, three a heavenly country, four a place of rest from labor, and five paradise, place of future happiness. Amen. And just to say that, you know, the kingdom of God is a term that refers to both now and after. Amen. So you have aspects of the kingdom of God that are manifested in this life, but the kingdom of God also refers to life after with God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, so the next question, what is hell? Somebody might say, Pastor, come on my yard, let me show you what hell is like. Praise God. Well, with all due respect, that is not hell. Well, if you do get to hell, and God forbid, you will look at your yard and say, God, send me back a yard. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, what is hell? In the King James Version, there are three Greek words which are translated hell. Amen. Very important. Because the Jehovah's Witnesses, they play on our ignorance and confuse people who are not rooted in the word, who don't study the word. But there are three Greek words that speak about hell. The first one is Tartaro. It's Tartaroo. Amen. And this refers, I want you to listen to this. This refers, and you're going to turn to 2 Peter 2 and verse 4, ma'am. Praise God. All right, so Tartaro refers to a place where some angels who have sinned are now confined. It's a holding area. For instance, someone commits a crime in Grand Spen. The police station has a cell down there. Amen? Let us say somebody murdered somebody. They might hold the person in that cell until the person is tried, and if the person is found guilty, then they transfer them to general penitentiary. Amen? So, what the Word of God is saying is that God has a holding area for angels that rebelled against him at the same time that Satan rebelled and was cast out of heaven. Amen? So the hell, Tartaro, refers to where some angels who have sinned are now confined. 2 Peter 2 verse 4, you are there? Says, for if God did not spare sinning angels, but thrust them down into Tartarus and delivered them into chains of darkness, being reserved to judgment. You know what that means? Being reserved to judgment means that they are being held until judgment day. And them, along with the people who do not die in the Lord, will be judged at that time. Amen? Praise God. So, look at that. I mean, you know, I looked at this scripture many years and I never saw it. Where they are being held until the day of judgment. Praise God. And then, you have two other words which are similar. Hades and Gehenna. In Luke 16:23. Hades and Gehenna. And guess what these refer to? Both refer to the place where the unrighteous are held until the day of judgment. So God has a holding area for angels who sin, and God has a holding area for unrighteous persons who have died until the judgment. Amen? No. I said before, the hell yard cannot be compared to hell. Amen? Cannot, because God can change the hell yard. God can remove hell from yard and bring heaven down in the yard. If you pray and cry out to God. Amen? So, let's look at this. It says, and he went, this is a rich man, you know, the rich man, had a lot of money. Had a lot of money that a lot of people in here would love to have. Thank you. You can give me some aid. Praise God. Joking. Yeah. Amen? So, watch this. And he went to the place of the dead. What type of dead is that? Those who died outside of Christ. Amen? Those who don't die in God, they are going to the place of the dead. Those who die in the Lord, the Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Not dead, not dead. Amen? Praise God. So, it says, there in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance with Lazarus at his side. Amen? Praise God. So, you know, when you read, I wanted to read this story on your own. And when you read it, you recognize that What is happening is that there are actually three realms that Jesus, or three spheres of life that Jesus is talking about. He's talking about Lazarus resting his head on the bosom of Abraham. He's talking about the rich man being in hell and being tormented. And he's also talking about those who are living. And the rich man saying, hey, if you could just send somebody to tell my brothers that they must put their lives right. So it's, in other words, what I'm saying is that this hell or holding place is actually in place now. Now, you have people whose souls are being held in hell now. People whose souls are being tormented and they can't get any relief. They can't get any deliverance. Read it for yourself. Three spheres. Lazarus resting his head on Abraham's bosom, which is in the heavenly realm. It's heaven. And the rich man in hell being tormented, and the rich man pointing out to Father Abraham that my brothers are on earth and they're alive. I'd like you to send somebody to warn them not to come where I am. Wow. I mean, that's heavy stuff. Amen. Praise God. And guess who is narrating this story? Jesus, the one who died on the cross, who was buried, and after 3 days he rose from the dead and he ascended into heaven. Amen. He told that story before he ascended into heaven. But as I said yesterday, you can believe Jesus. Amen. Don't believe Selassie. One time I used to say, Selassie I. But I found out that Selassie dead and buried and his bones still there. Amen? I discovered that Jesus was died, he was buried, he rose from the dead, and his grave is empty. So guess what? I follow Jesus. I can't deal with Selassie no more. Selassie can't help me. So that's a dead and buried and him can't get up out of the grave. I need to serve somebody who has conquered death, who has overcome the grave, and has eternal life to offer me. Hades and Gehenna, right? Amen. Praise God. And then there is the lake of fire. This is very interesting. Do you know that the Bible is exciting? I mean, I never saw this before, you know. It's when I got down to studying this thing, and I am now seeing this for the first time. These differences. What is the lake of fire? Praise God. When does the lake of fire come into play? Is the lake of fire different from Tartaro? Or Hades and Gehenna? Is the lake of fire different? Let us search. Amen. You want to look at Revelations 20 verses 13 to 15. Amen. And after this, I'm going to close. Praise God. It says, the lake of fire. Are you listening? Listen very carefully. The lake of fire is the place where the angels which are being held in Tartaro, and the souls of unrighteous men which are being held in Hades and Gehenna will be placed. So the holding area, like say that they've been held in Grandspan, and after the judgment they're going to be placed in the general penitentiary, which is the lake of fire. And the sea gave up the dead in it. Now, in that lot, there would have been at least one person who said, me not believe in a hell. When you're dead, you're dead. And then all of us, well, first of all, they would have discovered that they are already in the holding place. Amen. And then the next discovery is that the sea now and the land is giving up the dead, and everybody has to stand before God to give account for their lives. I listen to people and say, "Boy, I don't believe that." What do you believe? What do you believe? And what is your belief based on? Do you have any facts? Or is it based upon your feelings or your thinking? Well, I believe that our belief must be based upon facts. Amen? And the facts are in the Bible. The Bible is a history book. The Bible is a prophetic book. The Bible is the word of God. Amen? So, it says the sea gave up its dead, and death and the grave gave up their dead. And all were judged according to their deeds. Amen? And then verse 14. Praise God. It says, Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. It's a pastor, second death. You can die more than once. Yes. The Bible says, if you are born once, you will die twice. If you are born twice, you will die once. Hey, how are you born twice? You're born your natural birth, and then you are born again. You will die once. Amen? But if you're just born, you know, boom and jump out as a baby down a public and you don't born again after that, you're going to die again by being cast into the lake of fire. Praise God. Amen? Praise God. So, question. We started it. What is hell? What is heaven? Amen? Next time in this series, we're going to look at what is heaven like and what is hell like.